President Bush says his $2.9 trillion spending proposal is realistic and his budget goal is achievable.
Today we submit a budget to the United States Congress that shows we can balance the budget in 5 years without raising taxes.
Mr. Bush says even with the costs of the war in Iraq, the budget can be brought into balance if the economy continues to grow and Congress exercises overall fiscal restraint.
Our economy is strong because of good policy and because the entrepreneurial spirit is strong. By keeping taxes down, we actually generate strong revenues to the Treasury.
The president spoke at the end of a meeting with his cabinet that was largely devoted to budget issues, including the high cost of military operations in Iraq. His new budget includes, for the first time, long-term estimates of war expenses. Mr. Bush is asking Congress to approve $145 billion for Iraq in 2008 and alerts lawmakers to an imminent request for an additional $100 billion for the current 2007 fiscal year.
Our priority is to protect the American people. And our priority is to make sure our troops have what it takes to do their jobs.
The president made the remark shortly after copies of his budget proposal were formally delivered to members of the House and Senate, setting off a detailed legislative process that is likely to drag on for months. This is the first time the president has submitted a budget to a Democratic Party-controlled Congress, and lawmakers have made clear they plan to give his spending proposal tough scrutiny. In a written statement, House Armed Services Committee Chairman Ike Skelton called the military request staggering. He said Congress must look at the details carefully to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.